T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I mean, it's definitely a chip on our shoulders. And I mean, it doesn't matter if it was the Bucks or not. I mean, we got swept, bottom line. So we definitely have an edge because of that.
He wasn't happy, obviously, with losing and getting swept and being embarrassed.
We have a very motivated group. There's nothing like facing the champs, you know, to start your season.
We know we have a very, very competitive team, and we have a culture that I think players want to come to and want to be part of.
Tell you the truth, to fit in here, you just gotta care about winning. That's the number one thing. Try to win in that championship, and we got a group of guys that want that night in and night out every single day. There's only one goal in our mind, and that's to win it.
And to be able to get a guy like, Kyle, 15 years in, and you get his brain to go with his body. When you can pick up, players like P.J. Markeith, really savvy veteran players that are talented, and, put them in this kind of situation where they're, I think, motivated, I think we did the right thing. Reminds me a little bit of what we did with Shaquille and Dwayne in 2006. And I felt that we needed a little bit more medieval, type of mentalities.
Are we ready? Hell, we go through training camp. We better be ready to go, man. Now all of these hard-ass practices get to come to a, they get to dumb down a little bit. But the real games here, they count, and we're ready for it.
Hardest working, best condition, most professional, unselfish, toughest, nastiest, most disliked team in the league.
God bless the Miami Heat.
Look at Jimmy. Oh. Jimmy bouncing.
That got me jacked up.
Slammin'!
Got me jacked up.
Slammin'!
That's for Kyle.
When Kyle goes 25, 12, and 10, please have a slap ass damn montage.
Woo! Opening night. Will opening night get overshadowed by Dolphins news? I don't know.
Is that a question?
You'll have to wait for the next 3 hours and 57 minutes as we navigate.
Woo!
Miami Heat opening night, FTX Arena tonight, hosting the reigning world champion Milwaukee Bucks, 1-0 this season.
Look good.
But we obviously keep our eyes on Deshaun Watson trade rumors and news. We look a little bit towards the Panthers tonight, looking to make it 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
There's some Thursday night football tonight. We have already placed our wager.
Come on, Teddy.
We're giving away another pair of Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets on this very show today. Got to be listening for a Chili Peppers song. I'll give you all the deets as we move on. But it is Heat night in Miami. I say this, and I genuinely believe this, and we'll talk some Heat today. George Sedano will join us from ESPN. I think a lot of times, because Heat Nation, we are a interesting bunch, right? Whatever the Heat do, we believe it's amazing. We thought Avery Bradley was going to be the answer a year ago. Right. I mean, whatever they do, you know, we think it's going to be the most amazing outcome.
It's what does happen. When Pat said medieval type of mentality,
mm-hmm.
I got excited.
Right. Because it was Pat Riley saying it, and we buy into the Heat.
Medieval?
Yep.
I love it.
So I would say going into this season, though, I think they're as good as they've been in a long time. A lot of times I think it's a little bit misplaced, right? We talked about it when the preseason started. There was a beginning of a season, where it felt like the entire team was on Jay Rich's shoulders.
Yeah.
Right? This was going to be the guy. We are going to make this guy the next guy. And we were all into it. Right?
Sure.
We were all
into
it. Yeah. Oh, Josh Richardson? Yeah, he's going to do his thing. This time, I feel like there is something special with this roster because Jimmy Butler is, to me, a Heat superhero. He is, you know what I mean? Like, he is cut from the Heat cloth. He has been trying to get here his entire career because this is where he belongs. And now, what is it, season three with Jimmy Butler? He is, you know, firmly cemented as the team leader. Bam Adebayo, we know, is a great ball player, made the All-Star team a couple seasons ago. Pat Riley said he could be a flat-out shooter this season. And Kyle Lowry, I mean, you heard Pat Riley talk about him there. I mean, super smart basketball player. He has done it all. He's got the ring. He is, I would say, an upgrade over Goran Dragic, right? That's the real question. Is he a significant enough upgrade over Goran Dragic?
For sure an upgrade.
And then you look at the pieces, right? And you go, okay, if Tyler Hero is going to have this bounce-back season and you've added P.J. Tucker and you've added Markieff Morris and it goes on, like, okay.
Duncan
Robinson, if he's going to do his thing. Omar Yurtseven, if you think he's going to be something special. Like, here we go on the precipice of maybe something special.
This isn't the Whiteside, James Johnson, Deion Waiters excitement.
Right. This feels more legit to me.
It is more legit.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle Lowry. I'm saying? Like, this dude is a champion. Kyle's a good player. I know we mess with him and slap ass because he's built beautifully. But this roster, man, I'm excited about this year.
And I would say the East, too, because there's so much turmoil. You don't know what's going on in Philadelphia.
No.
Boston lost to the Knicks last night, right?
Yep. Yes.
And you got the Knicks, the Bulls to worry about, obviously, but Atlanta.
They played 90 minutes of basketball last night.
They sure did.
That was a long game. The Bulls, though.
But the
Bulls are legit.
The Bulls are legit.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think the East is kind of up for grabs. Brooklyn, to me, is a huge question mark. Philadelphia is a huge question mark. Obviously, I mean, we've talked about it a million times. Milwaukee is the team to beat, but Chicago's going to be good. Atlanta's going to be good. But, man, I see no reason why the Heat can't be right there at the end of it. So I'm excited as the season kicks off tonight. I thought you had something to add.
I thought Solana.
Like,
yeah,
you
know what?
Ready to talk.
I talked about it.
I'm taken back by you guys brought your guts today. I didn't realize. I thought I was going to have to convince the two of you to get hyped for today because I get it. Dolphin season, Kane season started, but we haven't paid too much attention to the Miami Heat. All of a sudden, you guys are coming out here with your guts intact. And, I mean, this sounds like a culture segment, which I'm all in.
Well, I haven't talked about him that much because it's been preseason. Tonight, the actual season starts. And if you want to break it down analytically, I think, again, we do it every season because we're fans.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels a little fraudulent when you're saying, Jay Rich sounds close to MJ.
Does it?
No. And okay. He wasn't. So it made all the sense in the world. You know, so, and like you say, you know, Deion Waiters, James
yes.
Johnson. James Johnson knows that Heat culture.
I feel silly about the 11 sure. and 30 and then 30 and 11
sure.
year. Like, I feel silly about
this
that
season
year.
Feels a little bit legit to me. Now, is Kyle Lowry going to have a drop off due to age? I don't know. New location. He's older. Is he the same age as Goran Dragic?
He may be the same age as Goran. He won't have a drop-off, though. If anything, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here with Kyle Lowry. If anything, he is going to have one of the better seasons of his career. Look, he was up in Toronto. They won that championship because of Kawhi Leonard. Eric Spoelstra is going to get the most out of Kyle Lowry. He's done it with every player he's ever coached, right? James Johnson, Dion Waiters. He made us believe in Josh Richardson. Just wait till we see what Kyle Lowry can do.
But again, he made us believe in Josh Richardson not based on nothing we saw on the court. They just told us that he's going to be great, and then, you know.
But to Solana's point, and I have the guts today, dudes play better down here.
No doubt. If you got the guts.
No doubt.
Dudes play better down here. So Kyle was Spo, and Pat just said it in the montage that literally got me jacked up. I got the little goosebumps from it. He's going to play better. My question, and we have Sedano coming, I'm going to ask him, do we have enough offense?
Mm-hmm.
Because the defense is going to be dogs.
Bam's a shooter. If Bam's a flat-out shooter.
If Duncan and Tyler, Tyler and Duncan, because Duncan's going to get his games in. If Tyler can go back to the guy that can go and drop 30, not every night, but occasionally, we can't hold everybody under 110. Like, there's going to be some teams, the team we talked about, Brooklyn and Chicago, our defense is going to be stout, but sometimes we're going to have to score 120. That's my biggest question. Can we go out and score 120 when we have to score 120? That's my biggest question about the Heat season.
Well, starts tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. It's at FTX Arena. You can hear the game tonight on 790 The Ticket. You'll be able to hear the Panthers game on 560 QAM. Let's get headlines here with our own Alejandro Solana, who's got the guts.
The Hawk and Crowder Show is sponsored by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. That's right, Hawk. There is another game tonight. The Florida Panthers, who are undefeated.
Undefeated.
And deserve some love.
Definitely. Sergei Bobrovsky back in goal tonight. Had 2 good performances. And you will see him tonight against the Colorado Avalanche.
Well rested.
And he's well-rested.
What about Hot Hand, Hawk? Boy, you go back and forth day
to
day.
No, I have not gone back and forth. I said they should have kept Sergei Bobrovsky in net for that Lightning game, and they put Spencer Knight in. Spencer Knight had a brilliant game.
He thumped their ass.
And I think they should stick with Spencer Knight. Stick with the Hot Hand. I am completely consistent on that. Quenville's not consistent, and he's been right, but I'm consistent.
I'm going with Q Hawk. I love you. I love you to death.
Well, what happens when Bobrovsky gives in 5 goals tonight and Spencer Knight?
We can talk.
What are you doing there?
We can talk.
What just are you saying. Doing there? I'm just saying I'm being consistent. I believe you go with the Hot Hand.
He's stubborn.
He killed off the Panthers tonight. They're letting in 5 goals tonight. They're 3-0, the best team in hockey.
No question.
They're letting in 5 goals tonight because Coach Q disagrees with you.
Well, I mean, Sergei Bobrovsky let in 4 goals on opening night, and they haven't outscored them. I'm just saying, Spencer Knight was a brick wall Tuesday.
Your whole point of starting Bobrovsky was that he played 2 excellent games.
You did.
Now you're changing the agenda from game 1.
Spencer Knight looked better. Go with the Hot Hand.
Boy, I would have loved you to coach something. That would have been fun.
Hey, ride the Hot Hand. Did Spencer Knight look great Tuesday night?
Yes.
Why are you taking him out? Why you taking him out of the lineup?
He gave up 1 goal.
Why are you taking him out of the lineup?
Because he took Bob out after having 2 games.
Why'd you take him out of the lineup?
Because that's what Coach Q wanted to do.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't agree with it.
They have to mix it up.
I don't agree with it. Spencer Knight had a great game Tuesday. You know what we should do? Don't play him the next game. Oh, all right. Okay. I'm just telling you, it doesn't make sense to me. It's working for Coach Q. They should listen to Coach Q. Every Panthers fan should go by what Coach Q says. He's a Hall of Fame coach. It doesn't make sense to me.
Solana, he's going to be right here in a couple weeks.
He is.
Oh, I'm going to play this. I am going to be right. Goodness. They're not going to go undefeated. So
he's going to be right.
Am I going to walk around this studio too?
Let's go, Bob. Please don't do this to me. I got enough stress at home.
As Hawk mentioned, 8 p.m. tip-off tonight. Heat Bucks. The Bucks enter 1-0. They beat Brooklyn the first game of the NBA season. Yesterday, Inter Miami beat Toronto FC 3-0, ending their 6-game losing skid. And tonight, Thursday Night Football in Cleveland, it's an 8:20 p.m. kickoff.
And the Browns are without
everybody,
but Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Let me see if that line has changed. We bet it yesterday at the end of the show. We bet the Broncos plus 2.
I'm glad we did. I saw it today at 1.5.
Yeah, it's down to 1.5.
Yeah.
So Browns are still favored, but they're missing everybody. But we have the Broncos plus 2. It's Broncos plus 1.5 right
We're
now.
We're betting against Case Keenum, correct?
We are betting against Case Keenum.
We got action, fellas. We got action, fellas.
Although we bet against Geno Smith the other night, and he covered inexplicably.
That game just angered me so much. Oh, we didn't even talk about that game.
Beyond angering. Hey, another little quick mention. FAU has joined the American Athletic Conference, the AAC. Oh. So FAU leaves Conference USA and goes to the AAC.
I think we're going to see more teams leaving, whether it's Conference USA or other conferences, to join the AAC.
FIU's in trouble here because the AAC made some announcement today and a whole bunch of teams, and FIU wasn't one of them. And FIU's going to stand there, and they're going to be just standing there by themselves in Conference USA.
If Conference USA is still conference in a couple of seasons, like I was reading that there's questions about not only Conference USA, but other conferences.
Right, their viabilities, because these conferences are making super conferences, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can change conferences mid-season?
No. It'll be for next season.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah. It's like how Texas and Oklahoma joined the SEC. Like they made the commitment for six seasons.
Oh, so they committed.
I believe a team can enter the transfer portal, and they transfer conferences. It'd be great if they could do it in the middle of the season. You start looking around, and Miami goes, you know what? We can't win the Coastal, but there does seem to be a path to victory in Conference USA. And then all of a sudden, Miami's in Conference USA.
Florida needs to go to Conference USA.
Can the Dolphins do that? Can the Dolphins play in Conference USA?
That'd be about 500. Yeah, that'd be about.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954. More 100% chance it'll be raining buckets at FTX tonight.
Oh, that's the actual weather report.
That's your weather.
Okay, Safid Dean, who is the NFL insider for USA Today, is going to join us in the next segment. We do have to find out what's the latest on Deshaun Watson and all the rumors. And so, while we get you ready for the Heat tonight and the Panthers tonight, this Deshaun Watson rumor is floating over our heads. And so Safid Dean from USA Today will give us the very latest in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
Obviously, we're excited about the Heat, but one eye is focused squarely on the Dolphins and Deshaun and the Houston Texans. Safid Dean is the NFL insider for USA Today Sports Plus. He wrote something today about the Dolphins Deshaun Watson situation. You can read it at usatodaysportsplus.com. You can follow Safid Dean on Twitter, and we always appreciate him making time for us. So, Safid, first of all, what do you make of the last 24 hours, right? It's like all of a sudden John McClain from the Houston Chronicle comes out, says there could be a deal this week. And it seemed like everything had been quiet, although we know the trade deadline is coming up. So how do you process the last 24 hours?
What's up, guys? I appreciate Solana for playing that Drake and Future for the intro. I appreciate that. I appreciate the plug from you, Hawk.
Crowder did nothing so far. Crowder's done nothing.
No. You know what? Yeah, not so far. Not yet so far.
Soft is too sexy for this segment, I think.
Look at that. Crowder just outdid us all.
Crowder, the best one, man. The best one always. Guys, the last 24 hours, I really look at it as Houston pulling out, a little signal. They're putting out a bad signal. And they're telling the rest of the NFL, if you guys want Deshaun Watson, we got an offer on the table. We got an offer we're listening to. But now's the time to jump back in the mix here if you really want to get Deshaun Watson. And, like you said, yesterday was 13 days. Today's 12 days till the trade deadline on November 2nd. And, I don't know if this trade goes through, guys. I'll be honest. I think Deshaun Watson, he's not going to be approached by, authorities to present his case and everything that's going on with him with the 22 sexual misconduct lawsuits, civil lawsuits, by the way, until next April. So we don't know if Deshaun Watson can play this season. You don't know how long or how much of a suspension he might face next year. You still don't know if jail time may be in or out of the question also. So, You know, for a team to make a move on Deshaun Watson, like the Dolphins right now, you're trying to get ahead of the line in the offseason. You're trying to get ahead of the line before all his stuff is resolved, hopefully before the draft next year, where if Houston waits this out, they can drive the price up as high as they want to drive it when there's more clarity now. But the last 24 hours, I think Houston's pretty much done the whole NFL. If you have an offer, you guys want to make an offer to get him now, while the price is relatively somewhat lower than what it would be because of everything hanging in the wind, now's the time to approach them.
And, Safed, you said, like you said, the Texans have sent out the back signal. But they sent out the back signal early. This tie to the Dolphins have been since this summer. Why are the Dolphins always attached to the Deshaun Watson move? Did the Dolphins have something to do with that? Or is it because Deshaun has said the Dolphins are a team he played for?
Yeah, it's Deshaun saying that. It's Deshaun having a no-trade clause. So he ultimately has the final say and where he ends up. And if you're Deshaun Watson, why wouldn't you come and want to come and play in Miami, right? So that factor plays a huge deal into it. And also, you know, you have Tua Tagovailoa on the other side, who underwhelmed as a rookie. The first year he played back since he broke his hip. And, you know, he's injured earlier this season, had a great game against Jacksonville. But, you know, he's an easy target to kind of peg this on as well if you're everybody else and the national media as well. So, and the Dolphins have not, you know, hid themselves from this conversation either. They're still talking to the Texans about him. Nick Caserio knows Brian Flores as well. I'm sure they have a relationship with Chris Greer as well, too. So the conversations have been ongoing. The Texans and Watson have pretty much told everybody they don't want to, you know, be together anymore. That's been the case since the beginning of this year. Still been the case since Watson's allegations, you know, came to light in March. Try to get a trade before the draft. Obviously, nobody wanted to touch Watson, and people still have apprehensions of touching him now because of the fact that his, you know, allegations and lawsuits are hanging in the wind until maybe early next year. So I don't know if this gets done in 12 days. I don't know if, you know, a third team wants to jump in the mix for Tua, because now would be the time to go get him as well. But if you're the Dolphins, you're 1-5. I don't know why you make this trade this season. It's not like Deshaun Watson going to come in, play. You guys are going to go undefeated and still make the playoffs. I don't think that happens. And unless you want it for next year, you don't really know how much he's going to play next year, too. So it's just a risky move altogether for me.
That's the crazy part to me. Safed Dean from USA Today Sports Plus is with us. It is so risky football-wise because you don't know when he's going to be eligible to play, and you don't know if that eligibility is going to be revoked at any moment. And it's a risky move franchise-wise because you don't know what the public reaction is going to be if you go out. And it's one thing to have a guy already on your team that's accused of something. Well, he's already on your team. He's already on the payroll. You allow the legal process to play out. It's another thing to give away a ton of future assets in order to bring a guy in that's got all these lawsuits hanging over him, potentially criminal charges, but no criminal charges yet. The risk on this, I am so confused by why the Dolphins seemingly are continuing to pursue him.
I agree with you, Hawk, and I look at the Dolphins too, and I look at Chris Greer as somebody who's very, very against taking on a risky decision like this here. I mean, well, you know, and then where did Chris Greer and Brian Flores stand after this season too? I mean, look, there's still plenty of football to play here, and you know, let's say you do get Deshaun Watson, what do you do with Tua? Do you have Tua play the rest of the season with Deshaun out, and he's your lame duck quarterback? That's not a great move for Tua. Tua's already in a bad position the past year because of all these rumors. And, you know, if you part ways with him, who do you have playing for the rest of the year? Jacoby Brissett? Do you tank the rest of the season away? What message does that send to the rest of the players that you got Watson, he can't play, he doesn't know when you're going to play? You know, overall, this is a really, really big and risky decision the Dolphins have to make if they're going to make it. And they continue toss with the Texans. 12 days to the trade deadline. We'll see how this goes, guys. But so far from it, I would stay away.
But, Safed, what kind of, like, and me and Hawk talked about this, and, you know, we've gone back and forth. I'm not saying either of us are on either side of he'll never play again or, you know, how can you let him play football. I think he's going to throw another football in the NFL personally if he doesn't go up, you know, do the long haul, if he doesn't, you know, get 10 years in prison or something like that. What's the PR hit? If he pays off some people, we know money can do stuff. What's the PR hit on the next team that lets Deshaun Watson play quarterback for them in the NFL?
Well, the PR hit is if he plays. It's a bigger hit if he plays while everything is still ongoing, right? If he's playing before things are resolved, then you just have a bad answer. You know, you have to address the media every week, essentially. You're going to have, you know, protesting. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to be really, really upset that Deshaun Watson is on the field with all these allegations still in the wind. After it's resolved, I mean, you know, it does lighten the load a little bit, and Deshaun Watson still has to do plenty to repair his image after this too. But the fact of the matter is, guys, and we keep repeating this here, you know, we don't know when this is going to be resolved, okay? There's 22 allegations, you know, police involved, FBI was involved at one point, or probably still is. NFL has to do an investigation too. You know, Watson cannot be disposed until like next February, you know, so an early way to say this is going to be resolved, maybe early next year, and then you don't know what happens after that, how much he's going to play next season too. Unless you really feel that he's going to have be available week one next year and you want to get ahead of all these other teams, because once everything is resolved, the price for Watson goes all the way up. It goes back up to 3 threes and 2 twos. Maybe you get a third round pick. Maybe you could trade a third round pick or two instead of a couple seconds here. But three first round picks is the bare minimum of price here. You got to meet it now. You're going to have to meet it when things are resolved next year before the draft. And then you have other teams in the mix who maybe feel a little bit more comfortable picking him up now too. Maybe the Dolphins can outbid another team when things are resolved, but they can outbid somebody right now. I can definitely see that's why Chris Greer and Brian Flores and Steve Ross, more importantly, would want to make this deal ahead of everybody else. But it's just too risky. Too many things involved here, guys.
Safeddine, USA Today Sports Plus. Have the Dolphins done Tua Tagovailoa dirty for 2 years now? I get this feeling that from the moment they drafted him, they didn't care for him. I'm confused as to why they would pick him number 5 overall and then kind of yank him as quickly as they yanked him when I think the Denver game was the first
one where
they went to Ryan Fitzpatrick and then Vegas, and then, you know, it's been, I don't know, even when the Deshaun Watson rumors were starting to circulate this summer, they never
first team
never put it to bed. Nope. I don't know. Have they done Tua dirty?
Dirty is a real layered word there.
Have they not treated him the way most teams would treat a number 5 overall pick who's the quarterback, so the de facto leader of the team?
Yeah, I mean, look, just the fact that Tua has to deal with these rumors, I mean, for the past year, is certainly not ideal. It's not great. And also, Tua, you know, spoken to some people closer to it, and there's nothing really that Tua can do about it either. He can just prepare as much as he can for the week ahead. You know, the Dolphins are playing the Falcons this week. All Tua can do is put his head down and go to work, and then you're hoping to hear whatever Chris Greer and Brian Flores tell you in those offices that is the truth, you know, or you're operating under, you know, whatever they tell you is the truth. And you're putting Tua in an uncomfortable position here where, you know, at the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if Tua just says, hey, guys, I'm going to put in a trade request myself. Or, hey, you know, we found a third team. If you guys want to do your trade, go ahead and do it. You know, Tua's been in a really, really uncomfortable spot here where he's, you know, kind of just swaying in the wind just as much as Watson's, you know, allegations are at the moment. So dirty might be a little too harsh. But, I mean, if you look at everything else that the Dolphins have done where you're pouring into the O-line, but you have a rookie O-line coach, you don't have offensive system set in 2 seasons. You're trying to, you know, get it off the win here now. And Tua played really well in Jacksonville. Half of his targets were to Waddle and Gesicki. They ran the ball less. That's the recipe for success for this offense. You know, it would be nice to see Tua have some more playing time than the 12 starts he's made in his career to have a really full grasp and say, okay, it's time to move on or we need to get somebody else. But yeah, you know, this has not been a really welcoming stay in Miami for Tua so far. And it's unfortunate because he's a great kid, a great player with a lot of potential who just, you know, has got the wrong side of stick with injuries and, you know, the team around him at the moment.
And, Safi, we had Cam Wolf on, And he was saying the Dolphins, and I actually heard a couple of people saying the Dolphins are like the biggest disappointment right now with the expectations, preseason, and what's going on at 1-5. Do you agree with that? And can they do anything? Like, you know, 10-7, that means they go 9-2 over the next 11 games. Like, can anything happen for, what did Cam Wolf call it, suckage?
Suckage. He doesn't enjoy covering suckage. We asked him about, because he said they are the biggest disappointment, yes, as you said, in the NFL. And he said there's no fun covering a team that is saddled in suckage.
Is there 11 games, Safi? Is there any way to get away from the suckage in 11 games?
Oh, I love that. I felt like really Crowder said that first.
Cam came up with that one.
That was all from Cam. That was all from Cam.
Crowder with the word suckage. That's great. All right, well. What'd you say, 9-2 the rest of the way? Come on, guys. I mean,
but that'll put him at 10-7.
I'm reaching. 10-7. They already lost 5 games. It's tough for the Dolphins going forward. I mean, look, you got the Falcons. You're going to get a win. You're going to go to Buffalo and get smoked. The rest of the season, I mean, it really depends how it all unfolds for the Dolphins. They have to play really perfect on offense, and the defense has to wake up and respond and play better than they have the first, 6 weeks of the season too. So it's a big ask, bro. It's a big ask for the Dolphins to finish 9-2 and to do all this. It's going to be some more suckage ahead, Crowder. Sorry.
All right, you got something for the website there, Solana. Safi Dean, USA Today, agrees with NFL Network insider. More suckage ahead for the Miami Dolphins. For people that know, Safid used to cover the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and his writing partner was Omar Kelly. We brought Aronde Gadsden on the air yesterday to have a little intervention, if you will, for Omar. You know, Omar's, people buy the Kirkland products. It is what it is, Safid, but Omar's buying Kirkland diapers for his baby,
man.
and Aronde just had to, like, we had to do an intervention. I mean, can you talk to Omar, Safid? And, I mean, there's got to draw the line somewhere.
Could I talk to Omar? You guys know better than that. You guys know Omar don't listen. Omar only listens to one person, himself. And you can't beat Omar about the orange juice and the diapers and all of that. Omar thinks he's getting a good product, a good value. You can't really argue with that. I do agree, though, the Kirkland orange juice is not better than, what, half the orange juice market. We do have to do a big test here. Hawk and Crowder, you guys definitely have to do OJ taste testing, and we need to settle this once and for all.
Well, I'll tell you something else. Put 5 babies around here. I'll tell you which one is wearing the Kirkland diapers, because there's going to be stuff running down their legs.
Yeah, and they're going to have rashes. Rashida and Rashid are the two the Kirkland babies.
Listen, man, that's nothing a little Kirkland ointment can't fix, you know?
That's the ploy. Get them a rash so you can buy ointment to fix it.
You can wash it down with some orange juice right out of it, you know?
Talk to Omar, Safid, will you? Won't listen to me or Aronde. Talk to Omar. Maybe he's still... Maybe he still respects your opinion. Safid Dean, again, you can read his work, usatodaysportsplus.com, usatodaysportsplus.com. Any thought that the Dolphins will beat the Falcons Sunday? They are home underdogs.
Man, they better win. They better win. They cannot be an underdog to the Falcons. The Falcons are in worse shape than the Dolphins all the way around. They have to win. Lord knows if that's Tua's last home game. Oh dear, it has to be a win. But honestly, guys, let's go Heat, man. Let's go Heat.
There you go. Here, how about that, Solana? Solana just perked up with that, right? Safid's got the Heat culture.
Yes,
let's go Heat. Forget about all this hoo ha. Let's go Heat. Safid Dean, USA Today Sports Plus. Thank you, Safid.
Anytime, guys.
There you go, Safid Dean. It is Heat opening night. You will hear the game on 790, the ticket tonight. There's a Panthers game tonight as well. Your undefeated Florida Panthers look to make it 4 in a row. They've got the Colorado Avalanche. That game is on 560 QAM tonight. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
We've got
Nuts.
Hawk and Crowder.
Omar Kelly posted some video of himself on Instagram. I don't know. He was listening to the last segment with Safi Dean. I don't know if Omar heard yesterday with Aronde Gadsden. It's very important that Omar goes back and listens to yesterday's broadcast because that was truly an intervention.
Teach tape.
It's a teach tape.
Oh, you know how you watch film? You got to go back and listen to Hawk and OG. That's teach tape.
We gave you a little something to, make you think. Because we care. Because we care.
We care.
Because we care.
We're not running up to everybody in the Kirkland section.
Listen, we're not Kirkland-type friends. You know, we're real friends.
Boom.
You got some Kirkland friends out there. They're saying, oh, what a beautiful baby. They see the stuff running down his leg.
We're worried about Rashida.
Heavy on the rash. Light on the Sheeta. I think I got trolled here by Funky Buddha and Ryan, one of the founders of Funky Buddha. You know, during the week, I made a point of... He was at the Panthers game Saturday night when Sam Bennett goes for the hat trick. And Ryan had just bought a $10 Panthers hat at Pantherland. And we rode him for a couple of days, I guess me harder than you, a couple of days about not throwing the hat on the ice. It's a hat trick. How often are you there for a hat trick? The hat he had just bought was $10. I mean, what is that, a four-pack? No, I'm not kidding you. Four-pack?
Nah, you get a six.
Six pack?
Yeah. Hop Gun 6 is about 7.
One, eight beers. Eight Funky Buddhas.
Yeah.
They sell plenty of Funky Buddhas.
I bought 80 last month.
He didn't want to part with his $10 Panthers hat, so he didn't throw it, and I gave him holy hell. A box came to the radio station today, and it's addressed to me, to Mark Hockman.
What is it?
Fire Funky Buddha hats. These are as nice a hat as I've seen. Like, these are super nice. There is one with Crowder's name.
Thank you.
There's one with Steven's name.
Look at this.
There's one with Jimmy's name.
Jimbo.
And there's one with Solana's name. So I'm throwing all these hats out the window.
And I give my hat.
These are fire Funky Buddha hats.
These are hard.
I didn't get one. You know?
Shouldn't have got one, giving that man a hard time. Appreciate it,
Jimmy,
bro.
I'm going to take your hat, all right? You want to give me your Funky Buddha hat?
No, I'd rather keep it.
You'll give me it? You give me the hat?
No, I'll keep it.
All right. Can I get the hat, though?
No, I'll keep it.
I feel like if I ask him enough, I can
going to break him down.
Yeah. You give me that Funky Buddha hat?
No.
All right.
It's the pretty girl in high school.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Shooting.
She's
going
to give up. Okay, we'll go to prom.
I mean, these are really good-looking hats.
Oh, those are hard.
Those are really good-looking hats.
I like that.
I didn't get one.
You shouldn't have.
Why not?
Messing with my homeboy Ryan all day.
You agreed with me.
Leave Ryan alone, man. He just bought that hat.
Man, are you two-faced. You're Kirkland.
I'm a Kirkland friend.
You're a Kirkland friend.
You know what? I'm a Funky Buddha friend to Ryan.
Unbelievable how I just got trolled by Funky Buddha. I want to see the next time there's a Panthers game tonight at FLA Live. I want to see that ice littered with Funky Buddha hats. I want everyone to go buy a Funky Buddha hat, throw it on the ice. I don't even care if there's a hat trick.
So, Hawk, I wear this hat. This hat is nice.
Yeah.
I just got it today.
Yeah.
I wear it tonight.
Right.
I'm supposed to throw this hat tonight?
No, because you can't get another one. I don't know where they sell these. I don't know if they sell them at the tap room or not. I'm talking about the tap room in Oakland Park, not at the arena. The Panthers hat that Ryan had bought, they have a zillion of them. It was a special $10 deal for that night. Like, come on.
Makes sense, but I'm with Ryan here.
Of course you are. You just got a nice free hat.
Appreciate you, big homie. Good looking out.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts.
Hawk and Crowder.
Don Bailey Jr., you will hear him Saturday on 560 QAM along with Joe Zagacki, executive producer Victor Bermudez, who is here working on the broadcast right now at the radio station. 7:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Now, we give you lines to work into the broadcast every week. You've done a phenomenal job this season. It's not been a fun season. Like we said, 2-4. You guys have done a phenomenal job. Swagger Like Us was a banger. We've got some new lines for you to work in this week. Some songs, some movie lines. Are you ready, DBJ?
I am ready because it is my favorite thing of the broadcast so far this year.
How about Twisted Sister? You know the song "We're Not Going to Take It." You're familiar with that? You seem like a little bit of a headbanger.
I'm not a little bit of a hangbanger, but I go ahead. Let me hear some Twisted Sister.
All right.
That's a football line.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a football line.
But I don't want you
I
to just say it. Joe, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. We're not going to take it anymore. I want you to, you know, channel that inner D. Snyder. We're not going to take it.
I think you want some anger in that one. I think you want some anger in that.
I want anger and music. I want us to be able to overlay that on the song and have it sound like you were actually in the recording studio.
My friend, I'll give you a little anger, but you ain't. It's not going to sound anything like that song.
How about Run DMC? I happened to hear this in the car the other day, and I just think this is I think this is something that you and Joe could pull off.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, that's right. On time, it's tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right. On time, it's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right, on time. It's tricky. And then you back and forth with Joe.
Yeah,
it's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right, on time. It's tricky. Tricky, 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 tricky.
Listen, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I was a DMC guy, bro. I liked him.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. Here we go. So you know that song. That was one of their big hits.
Yep, it was. I don't know what year. I think probably in the mid-80s, wasn't it?
I'm going to go late 80s on It's Tricky. I'm going to go 88,
okay.
Maybe. Go ahead, play it one more time for DBJ. It's Tricky. Run
here
DMC.
We go.
That's a good one. Now, Saturday, the day of the game, is National Mole Day. Mole, M-O-L-E.
Say it again.
National Mole Day, M-O-L-E. And I don't know if it celebrates
like
the animal or a mole on your face. I don't know which one it celebrates, to be quite honest. But you remember the movie Austin Powers? There was a famous scene where Austin Powers is meeting the guy who's got a mole on his face.
I didn't see that movie.
Well, it's an excellent scene. I think you and Joe could pull this off. Here's part of that scene.
Yes, nice to mole you. Meet you. Nice to meet you, mole. Don't say mole.
Stop.
I said mole.
Stop.
Mole. Mole. Molly, 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 molly.
Nice to mole you. Meet you.
Molly, molly,
nice
molly,
to meet
molly,
you,
molly.
Mole. Don't say mole. I said mole. Joe will say stop, and then you just go. Moly, 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 moly.
Moly, 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 moly.
Think you can do it?
I can do that.
Right,
I do
national
moly, 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 moly.
Well, but the whole line, nice to mole you, meet you. Don't say mole.
I'm going to let Joe do that. I'm going to let Joe, like, go back and forth, talk to himself, and then I'm going to do the moly, 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 moly.
Why is DBJ taking the easy way out here? Solana's getting annoyed. He feels like you don't have the guts.
That I don't have the guts?
That's what Solana's mouthing to me. That DBJ doesn't have the guts.
Damn, Channing. You think I'm going to let him talk about me like that?
I'm about to say, DBJ, you got to see you.
Solana, you got to see DBJ.
No, I mean, DBJ, I love you. You're my guy, but have some guts. I mean, the season's really, there's five games left. Have some guts.
Have some guts.
Wow. Salon is the only one out of the three of us that has not been thrilled with your performances this year.
Solana, why don't you call me when we get off the phone?
Now we're talking.
There we go.
Yeah, now we're talking.
No, I got to trust Solana. Solana's good. He's got a good ear for this. I got to trust him.
How about this from the movie Coneheads?
Where are you people from?
France. We come from France.
Joe will say, where are you people from? And you say, France. We come from France.
That the Joe and I can work that one in very good.
All right. You Coneheads fan? You remember the Coneheads?
We come from France. Huh?
You remember the Coneheads?
Yeah. They were around the same time I was listening to DMC.
It was actually a decade before. The Coneheads were on Saturday Night Live in the 70s. All right. Now, Saturday is also National Nut Day. And so when I think of nut, I think of Mounds and Almond Joy. You know the jingle, the commercial jingle?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. I don't know. Did you do that one?
Sounds familiar.
Well, maybe just
because
you've heard the commercial before. I mean, the commercial's ubiquitous. Check the files. Maybe he's done it before.
I don't know.
All right. Here's one more that Solana insists that you do Saturday night.
Too sexy for this sir. Too sexy for your girl. Too sexy for this world. Too sexy for the ice.
Mumbling
too
to himself.
For that jet. Yeah, yeah.
Solana is going to throw a bleep fit if you don't do that from the Drake song at some point this season. He has given it to you for six games, now seven, and you have yet to do it.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to save it for a win. That's like a win song.
All right. Okay.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? That like you slip in on a win.
That's fair. DBJ.
Put it in there, Solano. I promise him I'll have it done this year. I promise.
If you don't, next year, every single home game, I will fly a banner over Hard Rock Stadium that says DBJ is gutless.
Fire DBJ.
You can, as long as you're flying that banner, it can say DBJ is gutless. Compliments of Don Bailey flooring, that'll be perfect.
Deal.
No, it's out of market.
You know, if you need laminate, carpeting, whatever you need, Don Bailey flooring.
Whatever you need,
it.
Bro.
I wore my hat whatever the other need. Day.
One more. We gave this to you last week. Paul Harvey, famous radio announcer.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Didn't he say good day at the end of that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you mind if I throw that in?
Ooh. I mean, nothing would make me happier.
Ooh, DBJ, throw some D's
and do it the way that he said it. Good day.
Good day?
Yeah. Oh, all right. I think we got some good ones.
Now you know the rest of the story. Yeah, I got it.
Good day. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear Twisted Sister, Run DMC.
We got
something. Drake, we got something. All right, Don Bailey
Moly,
Jr.
Moly, moly,
moly. Moly, 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 moly. Don't say mole. Don't say mole. I said mole. Moly, moly, moly. Don Bailey Jr., Saturday, 3:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff on 560 WQAM. You are the best, DBJ.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
And your flooring is the best as well. Don Bailey flooring, everybody.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
If you're on I-95 driving out of the FTX Arena, honk your horn!
Ow!
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And by the way, if you are going to the Heat game at FTX Arena, you can now enjoy Funky Buddha right there.
Beautiful.
At the arena. Solana will be there tonight. You can hear the Heat opener on 790 The Ticket. Solana's got a sizzle coming up at 6 o'clock when we're done here in an hour. Solana's got about a 40-minute sizzle on 790 The Ticket. Give us a little sneak preview. What's your take on the Heat and the opener tonight?
Well, actually, there is some news on the opener tonight. Milwaukee is going to be without a ton of their guys. No Brook Lopez, he's listed as out. Jrue Holiday, he's listed as out. We know DiVincenzo, going back to last season's injury, he's out. Rodney Hood is out. And for the Heat, no Victor Oladipo, we know.
Right.
But that changes things for tonight, because I was expecting to see a ton of Dwayne Dedman in the game with Bam Adebayo to match Brooklyn's length and their size. That changes things for tonight. Plus, I'll have my six things I'm looking forward to the most for this Heat season in the sizzle.
All right, very good. 6 o'clock tonight, six things, and
I'm listening.
He's got a sixth sense for these things, so it all makes sense. Heat are 2.5-point favorites over the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks. We talked some Heat extensively this afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour and also with George Sedano in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour here with headlines and Alejandro Solana, because it is a busy sports night, man.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. I just read you some of the players that will miss tonight's Heat game. It's an 8 p.m. tip-off from FTX Arena.
Very good. The first game, regular season game, under the FTX Arena banner.
You got to let us know if anything changed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one going. Yeah, you got to check it out for us. Do an entire. You got to do the whole loop.
The whole loop. I got to know the food offerings. Yeah. Now, I am under the impression from what I've read, you have to wear a mask when you are in the arena. You have to wear a mask.
Oh, okay.
But unlike last season where you could not eat anything in the arena, if you were eating, it had to be in one of the designated areas outside. This time you can eat and drink inside the arena, so you can pull your mask down to do that. But you'll have to give us, a full review tomorrow of all the food offerings, see if anything is different. We know Funky Buddha is out there. Yeah. That'll be the first time for that.
Let me know the section Funky Buddha's right next to, because I'm going to buy my tickets in that section.
Okay, okay.
And
I'll
got to find those Pana mini empanadas.
I'm looking for the tequeños tonight. That's what I'm looking for.
Over the mini empanada.
Yeah, I opt for the tequeños at FTX.
Which do you prefer, the tequeños or the mini empanada?
Funky Buddha is what I prefer. What are y'all talking about?
Jimmy, which one do you prefer? You like the mini empanadas or the tequeños?
Tequeños.
Yeah, tequeños. Okay.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I like it. I like it. Let's do my thing. Okay, tequeño. All right. Okay. Look at him over there. He's like a lizard. All right, go ahead. What do you have, Solana?
But, Jimmy, just the queso tequeños or the guava and queso tequeños?
Queso.
All right.
Queso.
That's my guy. Jimmy
sí,
knows.
Sí, sí. Me gusta the queso tequeño también.
Yo quiero
Coca-Cola.
Rancho.
¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Rojo.
Rojo.
That's my specialty. I know all the colors.
It's going to be weird when Funky Buddha is stationed at Section 115, because you're just going to have to eat. You're going to have to eat it. Years of
making fun of Solana's section.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what you doing with them tickets for Saturday?
No, I've invited you to way too many games. you turned me down way too many times.
That's excellent.
I can't watch from way up there. I'm set in my ways.
Florida Panthers, they play the Avalanche tonight, 7 p.m. They're looking to remain undefeated.
Yeah, Panthers tonight, another place you can get Funky Buddha, because you walk into the FLA Live Arena, and there is the Funky Buddha Tap Room with their new signage for this season. And Panthers tonight at home, that game, 7 o'clock puck drop. It's on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay. And Sergei Bobrovsky will be in net tonight. Panthers a slight favorite over the Avs, and I'm looking forward to watching that one as well.
Tonight, ALCS Game 5, Red Sox Astros, 5 p.m. 8:08 p.m. I'm sorry, Dodgers Braves, 8:08 p.m. tonight. It's NLCS Game 5.
All right. Yeah. Where does it go? Where does it go, like, on your hierarchy of watching games tonight, okay? Panthers start at 7. Uh-huh. Heat start at 8. Thursday night football starts at 8:20. NL playoffs, 8:08, he just said. What, you know, like where and what is tonight? It's Thursday night. So is there anything else going on? I'm trying to think. Is The Office on Comedy Central? They kind of screwed up my office. So Air Disasters, but that's on my DVR. So that, you know, that's on all the time. No, what's tonight? Like what is your viewing menu?
Actually, Heat Panthers and just checking on the football game.
Heat Panthers checking on the football game. Here's the thing. When I gamble on something, I love to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't like to just find a score at the end. I like to watch it. So I definitely will be watching some Thursday night football tonight. Panthers at 7 o'clock for sure because there's nothing else on. Yes. So Panthers from 7 till 8. Heat at the beginning for sure. I am going to watch. I'm going to listen to Jason Jackson on 790 The Ticket. And then, you know, I don't need to see the beginning of the football game. I'm curious to see if Teddy Bridgewater plays. But by the end of the game, I'm definitely going to be watching some NFL just to see how the bet plays out because we've got the Broncos plus 2.
The Heat are number one tonight.
Yeah, opening night.
Yeah, like I want to see
Kyle Lowry era begins.
The new.
You're playing the Bucks, who swept you in the playoffs last season.
Yeah, and then now I heard Bam. Now this is Pat telling me. Bam is supposed to be some offensive dog this year.
I heard your buddy Pat say that as well.
Yes. I need to see all of this come. So I was, you know what? I love football like you. Football doesn't get much of my viewing time tonight.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
There is some college football tonight as well. Tulane SMU and Louisiana Lafayette versus Arkansas State.
So I'm going to be watching those as well. There's no question about it because that Louisiana Lafayette quarterback. Billy Tequeno. Billy. Billy.
That's his name.
That's Billy Tequeno.
Come on, man.
I'm just glad you didn't ask me his name. I would have not opted with
anything. Yeah, we know. We know.
Man, let's bet on the Heat game.
I'm in on that. I'm in on that. I want to bet the Heat. I want to bet the Panthers. We've already bet the Thursday night football game. I got a lot of action tonight. FAU plays tonight.
FAU?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm a little bit tired of this this Boca dismissal of Willie Taggart's got these guys playing.
Uh-huh. Nkosi
Perry's showing out. FAU's a 6.5-point favorite on the road at Charlotte tonight.
You hating because you FIU guy.
You're hating.
I mean, Charlotte took down FIU, but it's FIU.
I mean, you're hating. You're hating on Boca, hating on Willie Taggart.
Maybe.
I don't like it. There's a lot going on tonight.
It is a bunch.
Holy mackerel.
What's the official name of Willie Taggart? Isn't it like
Whistle Willie?
No, it's the something or other head coach.
Oh, the family.
Look at you.
Yes.
Unbelievable memory. The something family head coach.
Tequeno family head coach.
That's not it.
Adams family head coach.
That's not it.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, let's get to our weather from the Demesman and Dover.
Tulane SMU matchup and a Louisiana Arkansas State matchup.
Sorry, I missed the Conference USA schedule today, guys. I apologize.
I believe you're in that conference, yeah. FIU guy.
We are.
Big man.
FAU, by the way, announced they are going to the AAC. They are leaving the Conference USA and going to the AAC.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 70s. That's your weather.
Should I see if there's any prop bets for tonight's Heat game yet? There's a couple. Giannis over-under on points. You want to guess?
27.
29.5. 29.5. Chris Middleton. We will never bet a Chris Middleton prop. It's not fun.
19?
21.5.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler?
20?
Solani, you want to guess?
21.5.
21.5 is correct.
Ooh. Doesn't he let Kyle go off and the new guys go off?
He loves to let other guys score, I believe. That's his first choice, isn't to be putting up 25. But if he's forced to, which you just don't know.
And you know he got an edge to him. They all got embarrassed by Milwaukee last year.
True.
Let me go and show Giannis what this is all about. In my house, Jimmy over.
And Bam Adebayo.
He's an offensive monster now.
That's what Pat says.
22?
No, it's probably like 16 and a half, 17.
18 and a half. 18 and a half.
I'd rather go over Bam than over Jimmy.
Speaking of Bam Adebayo, Kendrick Perkins calls him Bam out of the bayou. Kendrick Perkins will join us on the show tomorrow.
Oh, I love
Bam out of the bayou.
That's right.
Get him,
Bam.
That's
out
right,
of the bayou.
Perk. That's right, Perk. Let him know,
crazy.
Perk.
You crazy.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And there's extra special good vibes because it's Miami Heat opening night.
Hey.
And the Panthers are going for 4-0 tonight. So this is a fun sports night in South Florida. And I know you need to talk about Delaware Chicken Farm before we get out of here. And I'm thinking to myself, like, if I thought it out properly, because I'm going to sit down and eat something while watching the Panthers and the Heat. Had I thought it out properly, stone crab season is underway.
Oh, Hawk.
Why do I not have a tray filled with those Delaware Chicken Farm stone crabs?
I'm telling you, Hawk, you got to get out there, man. All the sizes, the freshest. The stone crabs sit and pinch on the glass. The best stone crabs in South Florida. Best stone crabs in the world, in my opinion. All right, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And Thanksgiving's coming up. Don't forget to pre-order your turkey from 8 to 28 pounds, whatever you're looking for. If you're going to fry it, smoke it, grill it, whatever you're going to do with it, you got to get your Thanksgiving turkey. All the entire meal from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Call Delaware, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831 for Thanksgiving. For those delicious stone crabs, whatever you're looking for, they got it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobsters. They have shrimp. They have fish. They have so much. DelawareChicken.com. Call them in advance, and they'll bring it to your car. Curbside delivery is available. Delaware is the best. They're located off 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Yes, I will, and I should have. Solana's got a sizzle coming up on 790 The Ticket. He's the biggest Heat fan on our show.
By far.
And so he will he'll take you up till the Heat pregame show starts, and then the game tips off from FTX Arena tonight at 8 o'clock, and all that is on 790 The Ticket. There's going to be BetQL Sports coming up on 560 QAM, and then at 7 o'clock, Panthers Hockey with Doug Plagans live from FLA Live Arena in the beautiful city of Sunrise. So you got a lot to listen to tonight,
yeah.
Got a lot to pay attention to tonight. There's also the FAU football game, which we just learned about 45 minutes ago. And you got Thursday night football as well tonight. I mean, this is going to be a loaded potato of sports, if you will.
Love this
loaded
time of year.
I do. I really do. I am with you. Loaded potato sports. I got to talk about Life Imaging FLA, and then we'll get out of here. We'll make room for Solana and his sizzle. And have you ever wondered, you know, if there's steps you could take to see if trouble's brewing in the future with your health? That is Life Imaging FLA. You know, how does it work? You go there, you get scanned using their FDA-approved state-of-the-art low-dose radiation CT scanner, and they try to detect heart disease and cancer before a patient shows any symptoms. And they use only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. I went there. I'm so happy that I did, you know, because a lot of people say the worst part of our medical system is that it's reactive instead of proactive. And I know there's a lot of people like me. I don't want to wait and be reactive when it might be too late. I want to be proactive, find out if something's wrong before I'm showing symptoms. So call Life Imaging FLA. Set an appointment. They can explain everything to you. Life Imaging FLA, call them for your free heart scan with a few minimum requirements. It's so easy to call them and set an appointment. From your cell phone, you call pound 250, you say the keyword free heart scan. pound 250. You just say the keyword, free heart scan, and you will be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds. Solana is doing calisthenics back in the studio. He is getting ready for his sizzle, 40 minutes of Solana. Then he bolts out of here. He heads down to the FTX arena. If you see him there, he's going to be outside section 115. He's got his heat shirt on. He'll have a funky Buddha in one hand.
Oh, boy. Go get you a funky Buddha.
Drink, if you see Solana out there,
yes.
I mean, take a picture, get an autograph, do a selfie, and if you see him, he's going to be with his brother. Bring up Inter Miami. You'll be in for
no,
a treat.
Don't do that to yourself.
You see Daniel Solana out there, you talk about how great a job you think Phil Neville is doing. And the guy won't even go in to see the game. He'll be so angered and so incensed. Daniel's just going to start running laps around FTX Arena. So let's go Heat. Let's go Panthers.
Yes.
Let's go FAU Owls.
Yes.
I mean, it's going off tonight.
Ow.
Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday. We will speak with you mañana.
Drake needs that nose thump.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.